9 months ago. It was one of them type of hard running days, and on our last drill, we had to run in a figure eight twice and then finish. So on my first go around, everything felt fine. But on my second, I felt a little uneasiness in my ankle landing on it wrong. And once I was done, I stepped back a little bit, walking on it, seeing if it was okay. I didn't feel anything until I started running again. And after that, I went to go talk to the trainers. Come to find out, I had sprained my ankle. And once I found this out, I knew in my head I would be out for a while. So, you know how injuries go, but you know you need to fix them. And as the time went on, I went into the trainers every day I could to get treatment, get ice, stem, heat pads, everything I could. And each day went by when I would ask, could I do this? Could I get back in here? Could I run again? And I would hear no, no, no. And for the time, it was truly frustrating. But I knew I would do much worse to my ankle than what it truly was. So in this experience, when it comes to players hating athletic trainers, then as well as loving them, it's better to keep someone out for a week or so than to lose them for a season.
Miles' story just gives you an insight into what most football athletes go through and what trainers must deal with on almost a daily basis. And this is what no one sees. Ellen Crosby has been a trainer here at Wittenberg for a very long time and has seen it all and done it all. As I, Nathan Berger, Miles Amadi, and Tole Tole are football athletes, and we wanted to get an insight into what it's like as a trainer. Ellen Crosby faces many challenges, and one of those challenges is battling the football mentality of being tough and fighting through injuries. The way to work through this is through the relationship with the football coaching staff. Just hear what Ellen has to say about the relationship dynamic she has with the current staff.
Oh, we all have a different way of dealing with things. And I think here it's kind of entertaining with the new coaching staff. And I say that only because I've been here for so long. Coach Collins has been here 3 years. And we still try to get used to each other's personalities and my sarcasm and his ability to smile and laugh at my sarcasm sometimes, but we try to be lightheaded about things and not be so down and dreary about injuries and that as best we can. But it's a good working relationship where they know we're doing our best. Athletic trainers have a job where everybody loves us when we do our jobs, and then everybody hates us when we do our jobs, because if you're out, you don't like us. If you're in, you're all happy. But sometimes it's a matter of taking care of you all, protecting you all from yourselves, sometimes from coaches, sometimes from the day-to-day scenarios. But I believe the coaches know we are here to do our jobs and to the best of our abilities to help you all. It's not to hinder a team. And I've been here so long, I feel like I'm more invested in you all and the teams and the tradition and everything, that I will do everything in my power to make sure I can get the answers for you all and take care of you all to the best of my ability.
When Ellen mentions, when we do our jobs, because if you're out, you don't like us. If you're in, you're all happy. The thing that comes to mind is when Miles had a sprained ankle and had to miss almost 2 weeks of practice. He truly disliked hearing no. Ellen gets love and hate from players and staff, but we didn't want to get just her side. We wanted to hear from one of the coaches as well. We talked to the defensive end coach, Coach Landers, to see what he had to say about this dynamic.
Like, training staff as a whole, they bring high value, you know, just like the players, everybody has a role that they got to play.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the training staff, they have a very vital role. Why? Because their jobs and their reps don't really start until somebody get hurt. Right? And at times, you know, trainers can get a bad reputation depending on where you at, just because you get some trainers that come across athletes that they feel like they baby them, or those trainers are soft to the athletes. But at the end of the day, bro, one thing about a trainer, especially when dealing with elite athletes, and depending on the sport, the type of sport that you're playing, football in particular, naturally it's an aggressive sport. It's a gladiator sport, right? So we are trained to push through pain. You're trained to push through adversity. You're trained to push your mental probably more than your physical. So sometimes as a trainer, they have to be the ones to protect you from yourself, right? If we're in a big game, and let's say you didn't tour it, you got a partial tear in your ACL, hey, coach, I can still walk. I'm going to try to play. If I let you play knowing your ACL might be partially torn, and then you tear everything else in it, I'm going to feel like a bad person. You might be like, nah, coach, it's the sacrifice that I chose to make. Yeah, but I shouldn't have let you make the sacrifice because you didn't know the sacrifices that you were making.
Right.
Right? So as trainers, sometimes they have a rough time and they get the bad end of the stick just because they got to be the bad guy.
Ellen and the coaches want what is best for the athletes, but sometimes Ellen and coaches have different definitions of right. Ellen explains what it's like when the coaches do not agree with her.
Yeah. That's a norm. I mean, I get coaches and why they look at us like, no, but he can still play or she can still play. But, once you just have to explain it and explain again, it's in the best interest of the kid. And sometimes a week out is better than losing a child for the whole season. And, but not every injury is healed within a day or two. Kids don't understand that. Athletes don't understand it. Parents, coaches, we don't understand it sometimes either. Sometimes we're boggled as to how are we getting this kid back when they're not responding. What else can we do for them? But again, we don't deter from our answers, and we also have great medical staff that we can call them up to and be like, all right, coach wants this kid's doing that, but he's not ready or she's not ready. And they're like, okay, stand your ground. We back you. And sometimes we send him down to Doc, and he'll be like, no, you guys are completely off. Let's try this. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's why we all have to work together and stay in tune with each other.
This just comes to show that there's a lot more to a football team. A winning football team needs great players, great coaches, and the most overlooked aspect to a winning football team is having a great athletic trainer. And Ellen has done that her whole career for Wittenberg. This is Nathan Berger, Miles Amati, and Tole Tole. Thank you for listening.